This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Why are dragons making such a big comeback? I guess it started with the Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson's retelling of it. Dragons have just been getting cooler and cooler. I guess the new Hobbit remakes. So the last one, The Legend of Smaug, was really all about the dragon. Obviously, Game of Thrones. And then the 2010 smash hit, How to Train Your Dragon. Dragons are just... There's something about the cultural zeitgeist that we find ourselves in that has a fixation with dragons. And it's interesting because the dragon in the Middle Ages came to represent the massive amalgamation of wealth, sort of the opposite of what the Occupy movement supported. He was a mythological creature that essentially became stuffed and full of sloth and greed, and couldn't leave the cave that was full of gold and treasure because he was obsessed with wealth and his treasure, and basically became this fat, ghastly beast. And so he was a metaphor for what not to be like. And you had dragons in the form of... essentially, the dragon was like the fat cat banker from the 1920s or the Wall Street trader from the 2009s. So essentially, it's the top 1%. It was the dragons guarding all of the wealth. And because there is a hyper-awareness now of the divide in wealth, it makes sense that you'd have a child retraining dragons to be nice. It's sort of the kind of socialist, communist, hippie propaganda that would just sneak in under the radar in animation, if you know your historical roots of dragons. Here we got Kate Blanchett and Jonah Hill and a bunch of people having a lot of fun doing voiceover work on what is in just some of the most beautiful animation you're ever going to see. There are dragons, so cute. Forget about kittens and puppies. These are just like the cutest things you'll ever see. They should really just print out a bunch of posters with inspirational messages of these dragons holding on to like trees and stuff like that. The storyline itself borrows heavily from Star Wars. It has a nice arc. There's a mother-father thing, the death of a father, restoration of the mother. And so mythically, it all comes into place, and the dragon himself is redeemed and liberated from these procurement of wealth and comes to serve not man's wealth, but really man's emotional life in the form of a teenage boy.